Buffalo River by a half length. The groundswell getting closer. Azar peels three wide. Bo Rossa sits and waits. And then Dice Roll getting going. Behemoth about four off the lead from Probabil. Then Irish Flame regards Marie. I'm Thunderstruck. Still third last. Groundswell Buffalo River with now Bo Rossa, Azar and Dice Roll all queuing up. Probabil Behemoth behind those horses across the track. Azar, Bo Rossa and Dice Roll at the 150. Sierra Sue running on. Dice Roll in front. Sierra Sue's coming at Dice Roll. Sierra Sue beat Dice Roll and I'm Thunderstruck late for third. They were followed by...
Daniel Moore aboard Sierra Sue taking out the Group 1 yesterday. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thanks very much, Warren.
Birthday yesterday. Got off to a good start early with the win on Dirty Thoughts. Take us through the raft of emotions flowing through you when Sierra Sue got the bob.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy, really. Like I sort of said in some post races, I often poke fun at people who got a bit emotional after big victories. But my form in photos isn't great. I didn't want to go up like the Wongoom. I wanted to make sure the number was in the frame. And when I come back, it just sort of pretty much hit me. And I just wanted a minute or two with the mare because she was just so tough and brave for me.
Take us through the race, how it panned out for you.
Yeah, look, it probably wasn't the prettiest of rides. It wasn't one for the scrapbook, but it was one that was sort of needed to win. You know, it was a busy race. There was obviously a few hard luck stories, and we sort of had to take luck out of the equation, and we could afford to with sort of 52.5. And I was banking on her being tough, and that she was.
From a weight point of view, how easy is that for you, 52.5, and perhaps even a bit lower with some feature handicaps coming up?
Yeah, obviously last year I rode in the cups sort of 51 kilos, and that sort of just about pulls me up 51 these days. I was sort of riding 50.5 in Singapore. Obviously the warmer climate makes it a little bit easier over there, but I got down pretty well. It sort of only took me a week to get right on top of it, and I'd been a little bit heavier since I come back from injury a couple of months ago, so yeah, it was a little bit of work, but this is the time of year that I riders like myself need to be down and light, and It's panned out well.
Built a great relationship with the Besutton and Young stable. How did that come about?
Yeah, I think I lost my way a bit with a couple of the yards that I was sort of riding for, and when I come back from Singapore, and we just my manager Dave Barry and I sort of sat down and sort of identified a couple of yards that sort of might fit in with the way I go about my business and whatnot, and just went down and did a stack of trials for Trent and Nat, and it sort of just flowed from there. We had pretty good success, you know, in the provincial circuit, and then that sort of flowed onto the city. And yeah, to grab a Group 1 for them, I'm just so thankful I could repay them, really, and more importantly as well, for great connections that I've sort of always ridden on and off course. So it was really, you know, satisfying win.
Talked about your time in Singapore. You've also won a Group 1 in Mauritius. In terms of your overall development, although you said you had to rebuild some contacts, how important do you think that time in Singapore was for your career?
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to sort of Vlad Djurik and Tim Fitzsimmons, guys over there. Obviously, Vlad, a great jockey over there and here, and Tim Fitzsimmons is forging his way as a really good trainer over there. And they've always said, you come back from those places with good experience and it seasons you right up. And, those races over there, because of the rating system, they're really tactical. And I just think it sharpened me up a bit. You can fly in and out to places and get winners, but doing a solid sort of 2 years there sharpened me up and probably made me a little bit more wiser. I was probably a bit of a late maturing sort of person, but obviously, you know, family life and going over there and doing that has mellowed me out a bit. And I really sort of feel like I'm just sort of hitting my straps now, and I'm not the perfect finished product, but I'm not far off sort of where I want to be, so it's working out nice.
Your day got off to a terrific start. The photos were going your way yesterday. What did you make of the win of Dirty Thoughts?
Oh, she was really tough and deserved that. She's a model of consistency. I don't think she's run a poor race, and if she has, she's had genuine excuses, and we were able to sort of ride her with a little bit of a sit yesterday. And she relaxed for me beautifully. So she's furnished into a really tough, honest mare. Like I said, I'm not sure where she sits in the scheme of things now. She was a quick three-year-old and ready, but, she really deserved that win yesterday.
What did you make of the conditions yesterday, track and wind? How did they affect the day?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was riding at Geelong and the day before, and it was quite windy, and Geelong firmed up a fraction, and I was really worried that Caulfield could probably get a little bit firm. It can do on occasions, and it sort of walked that early, but we were able to have a couple of showers, obviously, during the day, which just took the top off the track, and we were able to get the toe in, and, you know, credit to the curators and the guys at Caulfield, it actually raced perfectly. You could make ground, you could see on speed, and obviously towards the end of the day we were getting off the fence a fraction, but yeah, those windy sort of blustery conditions played into hand, and but the track raced really fairly, so that was great.
In the same colours as Sierra Sue, Aussie Cares colours, you were impressive on Forgot You at the Valley recently, potentially another Group 1 aim high for him. What did you make of his win at the Valley?
Yeah, he's been a work in progress. He was a really aggressive sort of late 2-year-old, early 3-year-old. He sort of wanted to get on with it. And first impressions of him that he wouldn't run, you know, 1200 down a well. But the staff have worked great with him. Vicky White, who rides in work, has done a great job, and just let the horse sort of show us what he can do and develop himself rather than sort of push him in any direction. So he's quite exciting. I was sort of trying to keep a lid on things a little bit. I was hopeful that he was probably my best chance to win a good race during the spring, heading towards the Derby. But he does need to keep improving. But what he showed at the Valley, that turn of foot off a good speed, and obviously a short straight, he was very, very good. So, like I said, hopefully he can keep improving and keep stepping up, and then, you know, he can be competitive in better races.
Yesterday, post-race, you paid tribute to your roots in the Western Districts, and you've spent a lot of time around Flemington. When I was first going to Flemington, you were out there with Ray Lawson and others. So it's been a long journey to get to where you are now. It must have been very rewarding to go home with the family that you talk about so much and you love so much, and be a Group 1 winning jockey coming home last night on your birthday.
Yeah, it's just so satisfying. Warren, as you know, it was a life's work. I got on a train from Warrnambool when I was 15 and told Mum that I'll be back in 2 weeks. I was just going to ride work for Ray Lawson, and 20 years later, here we are. So, yeah, it was sort of, I had to put the plums on the line a little bit and sort of get down here and get going. And that's credit to Rob Blacker too. He sort of said to me there wasn't much future in Warrnambool for me. And there weren't many trainers down there back then, you know. There was only the likes of, you know, Bill Wild and a few other smaller trainers. And, yeah, I got great opportunities down here. I worked hard, Ray Lawson. You know, I thought he was a hard old bugger, but he taught me how to work, and that instilled a good work ethic in me, and it's held me in good stead for the rest of my life.
For those that follow racing on social media, there's been a GIF that's been pretty popular with you showing a little bit of, I suppose, what would it be? Just frustration, I suppose, would be a description for it. First of all, can you remember when that was taken? And just for those that haven't seen it, can you outline a little bit of the lighthearted banter that goes on with that?
Yeah, I get hammered with it. I didn't like it earlier, but I've sort of grown to deal with it now. I was actually at Werribee Trials, and a horse was sort of walked past me and spun around really quick and let fly, and actually felt the horse's hooves sort of go past my ear, and I nearly got my head kicked off, so I was a little bit disappointed with that. But, yeah, there was a camera there and got me, unfortunately. But, it's just one of those things, but we'll take it now. They can do what they like with it.
There's a new one circulating now showing the soft side of Daniel Moore giving Sierra Sue a cuddle. So now you're known as the soft jockey, Daniel.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty well documented. I think early on in my career, I used to get frustrated just wanting to win all the time, and it sort of got me in a bit of trouble. I sort of let fly with a bit of emotion and tell people where to go and whatnot, but it wasn't out of sort of being super cocky. It was just out of frustration, you know. You want to win all the time, and I probably wanted to be better than I was. But yeah, it's like I said, I've mellowed a fair bit now. Two kids, a wife, and a few bills that sort of mellows you out, and also going to Singapore, and that, you know, you get knocked over a fair bit over there, and you just push on. So yeah, no, it's working out nicely.
You're working hard and you're heading to Ballarat today. Is there one or two you're most looking forward to riding today?
I just want to see Command the Field step up. I think she's got good raw talent. She wasn't suited by the tight circumference of Moonee Valley last time. She needs to build into her work a little bit, so I'm hoping the bigger track today we can see the best of her. I sort of had her penned in as an oak sort of filly, but she looks like that's going to come around a bit sharp for her this time in. But if she can bounce back today and show something of her best, I'd be really pleased.
Race 6, number 12, commands the field at Ballarat today. Congratulations on a deserved Group 1 victory yesterday on Sierra Sue. Daniel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for your support, Warren. Thank you.
Daniel Moore taking out the Group 1, Sir Rupert Clark at Caulfield yesterday. Time for